Hi, is this Khalif Heath?
Speaker.
Calling from Family First. I think we spoke to Shirley in regards to helping you get some home care services with the waiver program.
Yes, ma'am. The last individuals I spoke to, representatives, I let them know that I was in the process of moving. So when I was going to get back in contact with y'all for the services, I was gonna let y'all know the new address and all that. Y'all can come and check it out.
Sorry, sir, I'm having a hard time hearing you. I'm a little fast.
You said Family First, right?
Yeah. Mhm.
Okay, and this is for the services for me.
Yeah, to help you get approved for the services.
Yes. I explained to the individuals, the other representatives that did call me, and I spoke to. I told them that I was in the process of moving as well. So I know somebody to come out and check the house out and all that, do their little inspection. So I was just waiting to move. Then I was going to give y'all a call back.
Uh-huh. You don't need an inspection from us, you mean, right? You're saying you're supposed to get an inspection from the county?
I don't know if it was the county or they were saying somebody's supposed to be getting in contact with me for so I can start getting hours and things of that nature. So it's like somebody got to come out and inspect your house and this and that and the third to qualify for the services.
Okay, so on our end, nobody needs to come look at the house or anything. I just don't want to push off getting you the services because of a miscommunication. So on our end, it doesn't matter where you live as long as there's an address and that's your set address. So, you know, I don't want to, let's say, push off trying to get this for you because of that, unless, you know, you want to for some specific reason. But on our end, it's totally fine. We just want to get you on the process to get started
to
try and see if you're approved.
Okay. So,
now, really, like I said, it doesn't, if you live in a house, that's great. The services have nothing to do with it. Yeah, the services don't really have much to do with that, okay?
Okay, yes, ma'am.
So let me just give you a little bit of a heads up of who's calling, what's calling, so you're not, you know, there's just no confusion. This is, I don't know, I'm looking here, I see that Chaya was in touch with you.
Hi, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so
and that was the first female.
She was your enrollment coordinator, but I'm going to be taking over the course now. The case now, so just a little heads up, you have to go through an assessment with the IEB, which is the independent enrollment broker. They're going to look to see if you're physically eligible. Then your doctor has to fill out a form, and if that can't be done, then we have doctors at our end who could give you a call and help you out with that. Area and aging is going to reach out to see if you're eligible. Also, they're going to do a small assessment, nothing too major. And then the county does what they need to do. They're going to ask for some information to see if you're financially eligible. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So if you have a minute, what I would do is I would get you connected to the independent enrollment broker, and you would go ahead and schedule your first assessment.
Okay.
Okay? Now, what you're going to do is request that first assessment. You don't have to tell them anything about you that you just moved in or anything, because that's extra information that they don't need. It's really not going to be a big deal. Alrighty?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Alrighty. So I am going to go.
Okay.
What was that?
I'm here. I'm waiting.
You're here. So I'm going to go ahead and get you connected, and then all you have to do is just request the assessment and, you know, I'll be muted, but if you need me, I'll be on the line, okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Hold tight.
All right. Then I do 7 to 7.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Vera. Are you calling today for the first time or to check the status of an existing case?
Okay. How you doing today? My name is Khalid. Yes, ma'am. Yes, I got
I'm doing fine. How are you doing today? How can I assist you?
All right. I'm doing fine today. You too, bro. I'm doing fine today. I'm calling. I guess we do about to do an assessment for so I get some help with some services.
Okay, so are you the one that is in need of assistance in the home with dressing, bathing, meal preparation, light housekeeping, installation of an emergency alert system, or home modifications?
Yes.
Okay, so I will need to obtain some personal information, and please note that we will not speak to anyone in regards to the applicant's application without their written or verbal information.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have your first and last name?
Khalif, K-A-L-I-E-F, last name Heath, H-E-A-T-H.
You said H-E-A-T-S?
H, like the Heath bar. It's health just
yeah,
without
H
the L.
Yeah, H as the Heath bar.
Health without
okay.
the L.
Okay. Can you spell your first name again, please?
Khalif, K-A-L-I-E-F.
And can I also have your date of birth?
3/16/91.
And can I have a social security number, please?
192-724792.
Thank you. Just a moment, please. Just one moment, please, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Another day, man. No. See what this Friday man. You know, it was kind of tentative, you know what I mean?
You see my man slide through out here?
What's wrong, the Spanish boy?
Yeah.
No, I ain't seen him.
Don't that nigga you, his ass gonna be late.
Is English your primary language? We have to ask everyone this question.
Yes.
And can I have
I don't know
none
other language.
Can I have a telephone number where you can be reached?
Yes, I'm about to give it to you.
Area code 502-513-3952. Thank you, Ann. Can I also have an address, please? An address for you.
Oh, 329 Fisher Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19120, apartment 2.
Thank you. Just a moment. And that's in Philadelphia, PA?
Yes, ma'am.
That's Philadelphia County?
I'm in the city. I'm not out the city.
Okay.
I'm in the city.
Okay.
You know, I'm still learning. Delaware County is still part of PA, too. I'm thinking Delaware County was Delaware. But, nah, that's
no.
still PA as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's like Chester County
mm-hmm.
and all that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in a few moments, I will need to have your primary care doctor's first and last name, but I will let you know when I need that information, okay?
As of right now, I'm looking for a primary care doctor. I don't have my doctors when I got shot and everything, but I'm looking for a primary care doctor right now.
Okay, so that is important that we have a primary care doctor.
Okay.
But for right now, we will be just scheduling you an appointment with the enrollment case manager, and they will give you what we call a physician certification form to have the doctor that you get, your primary doctor that you get, fill it out and send it back in to us. Now, without that, we cannot process this application.
Yes, ma'am. The young lady explained that to me.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So it is time to schedule this first assessment with the enrollment case manager. Now, you say this process has been explained to you, correct?
Yes, so about the doctor situation. If I ain't have one, y'all have one for me. So if you could book me an appointment, I appreciate it.
I can book you an appointment for the enrollment case manager to come out to see what community health case, whether you may be eligible for, your financial status and your medical status. I can do that. But as far as your doctor is concerned, you will need to see what doctor you can get to fill out this physician certification form, because they will be leaving that form with you so that you get it filled out by your primary care doctor, okay?
Okay, you were saying something about somebody coming out to come and
right, they
do
will
an
be
assessment.
Coming out to you will get two assessments with these programs. The first one will be with the enrollment case manager for Maximus, with whom you're speaking to right now. And that would be to see what community health choice waiver you may be eligible for, your financial status and your medical status. The second one will be from the Area Agency on Aging. They will come out to see what level of care you need in the home. Your doctor will need to tell us what length of care, what level of care you need in the home also.
Okay, as of right now, you get all the doctor's information, but I'm still in the process of moving. So if somebody has to come out and check my home and do what, I'm moving from here, so at the end of the day, I wasn't trying to start this process until I moved anyway. But I was explaining that, we can do the enrollment right now. It's not that there ain't nobody going to come out to my home because I'm moving. So, I don't know how far y'all want to go along now. But I've been explaining, I'm trying to move too. So they come out, check a house and all that to see if I'm eligible for something. But I'm already moving. So, you know what I mean? I just basically still wait until I move and then I'll give y'all a call back.
So you do not want this application. So what I can do is, if you want the information, I can get you information, which I just gave you. I will close this case out until you call us back and you let us know you would like to move forward, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, is there anything else that I can assist you with today? Do you have any other questions?
No, ma'am. All the information that you're going to send out.